Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point radio show podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and it is my honor and my pleasure once again to be your host on this Wednesday, January the 6th, 2021. And it is Wednesday's Why. And today, I would like for you to ask yourself, do you know why you are here? Do you know why you are here? Do you know what your purpose is? Why you arrived on this realm during these times in this space? And that's a very important question, because if you do not know your why, you may end up being what we call a wandering generality. You know, someone without any goals, someone without any dreams, someone who just, you know, waiting till they die or transition, go on to that next realm. And so it's like, without a purpose, without a why, it's like you've never been here. It's like you've never, ever, ever served your purpose. And we're all here for a reason. You know, it's not by accident that we're here. No matter where you arrived on this planet we call Earth, no matter what ethnicity you are, you know, whether you was born with a silver spoon or born, poor, we all here came here for a purpose. But unfortunately, we're born in a system it doesn't want us to become the best version of ourselves. And we're born into a system that wants the masses of the people to remain enslaved in so many ways, mind, body, spirit, economically. But most of us don't even know, because we've been, I want to say, programmed, you know, and conditioned to believe that, you know, that the system that educated us, you know, to be the best version of ourselves. But it didn't. It really educated us so that we could become good servants. Not servants in a good way, but servants to the powers that be, that so-called 1%, you know, that governs everything. You know, we have this illusion of inclusion that we go and vote in. Put somebody in office that's going to represent our best interests. And here in the United States, where I reside, that has never happened. The system was designed for wealthy white men, not poor white men, not women, not Africans, not for anybody. It was designed for wealthy white men. And they have done everything in their power to keep that position, everything. But we just don't know it, because they funded the educational system that miseducated us all. You know, they educate us to do one specific thing, and that is to get a job, go work for somebody. You know, they don't teach us to pursue our dream, you know, to find what our purpose is. You know, in the school system today, they have cut back funding for a lot of what we call the extracurricular activities or classes, like music, art, those type of things. Even some sports funds have been cut back. And the reason why is because they say they don't have the funding. But they do have funding to fund the military. And for a lot of us, that's our only alternative when we do finish high school, if we do finish high school, Now I understand that you have to have a high school degree or GED even to get into the military. At one point in time, you didn't need that. But for a lot of people, that's the only alternative to living a halfway decent life, because if you don't find a better way to learn what the wealthy do, you will basically be living from paycheck to paycheck, drowning in debt, and thinking that you're really living life. So a lot of us really think that we're born to go to school, get a job, pay bills, and die. But that's really just not true. It really isn't true. You know, we're all divine beings. We're all living in a human experience right now, you know, and we all came here to leave this place a better place than it did, than it was when we came here. So the name of this show is called Word from the Point. And why is it called Word from the Point? Because we strive to bring back information that the masses of the people just don't get. They just don't get. And I want to share one wealth building tip, secret, that the wealthy know and that the masses don't know. But we probably heard it before, but you know, it didn't register or sink in. And that's to pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. If you have any form of income coming in, you must learn to pay yourself first. But you want to pay yourself in an asset, not in a liability. And the U.S. dollar is a liability because it loses its value. It does not store your labor. So if you're paying yourself first and you save it paper, you're actually hustling backwards. You're on a hamster wheel. And you're not going to ever get anywhere. You see, when the founders of this country, if you want to call them that, wrote the Constitution, they put in there that gold and silver would be the currency, basically, and that's in the Constitution, because they know that that is what real money is. The currency that we use now is a fiat currency. It's not backed by any intrinsic value whatsoever other than the country's ability to use those liabilities to purchase weapons of destruction so they can wage war on every country on the planet that decides that they do not want to be a part of this imperialist capitalist system that exploits the labor and the resources of everybody for corporate America, Wall Street, Federal Reserve, and the big bankers. One of my mentors, who's now an ancestor, Steve Coakley, I remember one of his lectures years ago. He said, you go into any city in the United States, you go downtown, and the biggest buildings are the banks. And why is that? Because the banks control every single thing. They control every single thing. And they actually been robbing us of our wealth. You see, they take this paper fiat that you deposit into the bank, and at one point in time, there was a thing called fractional lending, where they could actually, say you deposit $100 in the bank, they could actually loan that out 10 times or 9 times. They can loan that $100 out 9 times and charge interest on it, upwards of 30% interest. And what do they give you for putting that cash in the bank? If you're lucky today, you get 1%. Most people aren't getting 1% on the cash that they put in the bank. And at the same time, it's losing its value because it's a liability. Inflation is robbing us. It's robbing us, robbing us, robbing us. But that's something that the wealthy don't want you to know, because they're good. Right now, we're part of one of the greatest wealth transfers in history. There's a new currency called cryptocurrency. Some people have heard of it. Most people have not, because there's so many distractions and people are just in survival mode, so they just can't pay attention to things that could probably enhance their lives, because they just have been conditioned to think that they have to trade their sweat equity their labor can make money. But what the wealthy do, they learn to pay themselves first in the asset, and then they make their assets into slaves. They make their money work for them. And so they are able to accumulate wealth, generational wealth, so they can pass on a legacy for their children and their children's children. That's the missing ingredients in the African community. And for many, many reasons. One is because we're not financially educated. And the other is because the government and the citizens have continuously waged war on the black community. There have been several African communities, towns here in the United States that rose up independently during segregation and Jim Crow and all that stuff, where we had our own everything. But they don't want us to become free and independent, liberated people. So what do? They burn them down. Yep. And another tool that they have used over time is the court system. The court system, we have political prisoners in prison who are only in there because they rose up and wanted to become free and independent from this draconian evil empire called the United States of America. That's right, I said it. It is an evil empire, and it's the United States of America, who are guilty of crimes against humanity and this planet that have no equal whatsoever. And I know that the name of this Wednesday's program is Wednesday's Why. Well, this is my why. My purpose is to share information. Everybody that I know, like, love, care about, and come in contact with on my journey called life. My purpose is to educate people so that they can live a better life and we can one day end this war on the black family. One day we can be free, self-sustaining, independent African people. A lot of people don't want to admit this or acknowledge it, but we have basically been at war, you know, but we just don't know that we're at war. That's why we've been getting our ass kicked for so long. And one way that we can start is by trying to detach from this so-called matrix. And that matrix is this current monetary system that wage slavery in order to tax. So we have a better way. For those who want freedom and believe in freedom, we do have a better way. I'm going to leave a link here where you can watch a video and learn more how you can detach from this monetary system and leave a legacy and help other people along the way, or get back with the person to share this with you. We do have a better way. So that's why I'm here today on this Wednesday to share this information with you. And my hope that you will take time to take a look. Take time, because you do have the time to take time if you want more out of life than working, paying bills, if you still have a job. Because COVID-19, many people have lost their jobs. Many people are being evicted from the home. And unfortunately, many people have lost their lives because of COVID-19. That's a pandemic that started out early 2000. And it is all throughout the planet. They've shut down business after business. Everybody needs to be looking at a way where they can make money from home. And we do have that better way, where you can accumulate assets and use those assets to get more assets, so that you don't have to live a life living from paycheck to paycheck if you're still getting a paycheck or waiting for a government handout like many of us have been waiting for. We have a better way. For anybody who has a smartphone and has a dream, you got a chance. So we're going to end here. We'll be back here Friday. Everybody be safe. Peace, power, and love.